And we're at Haley Real Estate and Auction in Russellville. Great to visit with these guys. And Tim Haley's with us, and you got Will and Leon here with you as well. And Tim, just talk to me a little bit about farmland values. What are you guys seeing out there in the market these days?
Well, we haven't seen any decline in values. Matter of fact, the values has escalated in the last 5 years. So one thing that's driving that is supply and demand. The demand is still very strong for farmland, especially bigger tracts as well as smaller tracts. The supply is just not there, but that demand is. And as long as you got demand, the market's going to be pretty good. The availability of land is very scarce in not only Logan County, but all the surrounding county. So anytime it comes available, people will, especially if they want to grow, they don't have a choice. They've got to buy it.
And you don't have any choice. A lot of farmers are like that. So, Will, where are you guys working these days? You guys work, I guess, in Logan, Todd, all around this area?
Yeah, we hit Logan County and all the areas that surround in there. We're in Todd County, and we're in Warren County and Simpson County, and we just sometimes we even get down in Tennessee, in Robertson County and stuff. So we go just about anywhere. We just got back this weekend. We was over in Moorhead, Kentucky, doing a livestock sale over there on mules and horses and stuff. So we get out wherever we need to, to make it all happen. And we enjoy just about every aspect of the auction business. Mm-hmm. We sell farms, but we also sell a lot of farm machinery, and we sell livestock, and we do a little bit of it all, and we love every aspect of it. So,
and pretty neat here. Two of these guys, Tim, have they ever let you sell the Grand Champion ham at the State Fair?
No, they didn't ever let me. I wasn't good enough.
I know Will and Leon both have sold that ham,
Yeah, well, Will and Leon, they both represented the auction industry very well. So it's I'm glad for them, and it's a great honor to be able to do that, but I just never did get that opportunity.
Well, they should let you go with them. I think it would be great. But, so I think your customers – have a lot of expectations to get you guys out there. You got some guys who sell some big products out there, and so they expect their farm to sell pretty good too, don't they?
They do, and we have one thing about us. We have several auctioneers here, and we all have different strengths. We're a diversified group. Some people may be very strong in the farmland. Some people may be very strong in the livestock end of it, and so on down the line. So regardless of what that product is, we can handle that product. We've got online firearms running now, so we do a little bit of everything. But farmland is very it's very diverse for us. We sell a lot of farms, and some of the farms we actually sell privately. That doesn't really – we don't – every farm may not be an auction.
Right.
But it doesn't mean it's not sellable.
Right.
It just takes a specialized person maybe for that product. Right. A piece of ground is different in all aspects, right, and we have to adapt and adjust and figure out what's best for that seller and handle it that way, because we do know that for the most part, these sellers are going to sell a farm one time in their life. We sell lots of farms, so we take that very seriously. And look at every project and do what's best for them.
Well, you see a lot of farmers that are maybe saying liquidating, just to ready to retire, get out of the business, don't have a plan, somebody take the farm over, want to sell out, or what are you looking at these days, the farms?
Well, yeah, that's exactly what we're seeing a lot of, is that there's just not anybody that's interested in tilling the soil anymore, so that's just becoming kind of a obsolete trade, I guess you might say. And so that's what we're seeing is that, or there may be so many heirs involved that it's the fairest way to liquidate, mm-hmm. So that's a lot of times why we sell at auction. But one thing to go along with what Tim said with the supply and demand and things is we would think that it would be a threat not to consider the auction method. We think the auction method is absolutely the best way to sell farmland. Mm-hmm. Because it brings everybody there, gives everybody a fair chance, and it could absolutely realize a higher premium for the seller than if they just went out and priced it on their own, uneducated.
Right. Never know who's out there in the audience.
That's right. That's exactly right. Yeah, well, that's one thing we like to do. We don't want to predestine who the buyer is. So.
You mentioned cattle sales. Doing some cattle sales too?
Yes, sir. We sell up here at Cattleman's Livestock on Mondays here in Rockfield, Kentucky. Right. Okay. So we sell up there every Monday at 1:30. Yeah.
Sounds good. So that's always fun to have some cattle sales. Nothing like going to a good auction sale. I love an auction sale. It's fun to go, and you know, even if you don't want to buy some, if you're not careful, you wind up bidding, won't you, Tim?
You will. You wind up bidding, and if you're not, and you know, a lot of that is just education. A lot of farmers, you know, they want to keep up with the market. Oh, yeah. They want to know the value of their assets. You know, so that a lot of times it's kind of a social event too, uh-huh. And for all of us here. We like it because it's a good time for us, sure, to talk to the farmers and let them tell us what they're seeing and what they're feeling. You know, naturally, they all want to talk about interest rates right now and what that's doing to them. And, you know, we have to be very mindful of that because interest rate, a lot of times now, is their profit.
Oh, yeah.
So they can, you know, you go from 4% to 8% on a $1 million loan, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole year's profit for those guys, and they're working for nothing.
Right.
And that's a hot topic for them right now.
Absolutely. Very important to keep up with. Leon, you're here with us, and Leon, actually, I met both you guys, seen both you guys sell that country ham. Tell them, what are you working with these days?
Yeah, so I live in Pembroke, so we work a lot in that Todd County, Christian County, Lyon area. And talking about land values, we actually just closed on a farm this week that had sold less than 5 years ago, and we right at $6,000 an acre, and this, wow, farm now closed at $12,750 an acre,
gosh,
so more than 100% increase in that 5-year period. So it's really interesting to see, sure, what's happening right now, and we see development coming up. We see a lot of, you know, we were talking about big farmers not tilling so much. There's less, mm-hmm, interest in that as far as the, you know, new generation. But there's a lot of people, what I'm seeing, that want small farmettes. So, mm-hmm, talking about bringing farms to auction, cutting up in different tracts, we like to look at, you know, there's might be a buyer for a 1-acre parcel to build a house,
right,
on. There might be another buyer for a 10-acre farm.
Sure.
So, yeah, we do have two farms, one farm and another property auction coming up in Christian County, actually, April the 2nd at 5 p.m. We have three houses that'll be selling in Hopkinsville. That auction will be held live at the Christian County Expo Center,
mm-hmm, okay,
and online bidding is available as well. And then we have an auction coming up on April the 18th. That'll be held on site on Zander Road. It's approximately 31 plus or minus acres, and that'll be sold in five different tracts. So we have a real nice 28-acre farming tract, and then we also have some building lot and house options there.
Yeah, the small farms like that are really popular. People like those. And so we can come back and talk to the crew here at Haley Auction Real Estate in just a bit. Love to talk about auctions, what you guys are doing, and we're going to see if somebody will do an auction for us. Can we sell something? Can we think of something? Let's think of something in the room to sell before we come back. We'll let somebody sell something. John Morgan and Beth are over here. They'll bid for us. So we're on to 1070 WEKT.